Mingos Ain't My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
See, there we go again with that lie.
Yep, it is.
Ken's out of town, actually, at the grand opening of our newest Data Doctors location in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
Not everywhere.
Well, we're not a lot of places.
We're not in Elephant Ear, New Jersey yet.
That's true.
See?
That's next on our list, isn't
Providence,
it?
Providence, Rhode Island. Guam.
Oh, I don't think we want to go there.
To Guam?
To Guam.
Why not? Por qué no?
I don't think they speak like that.
Hey, Adam actually is here to help rescue that guy that was the Mac user. He has a suggestion for the guy who was trying to capture on his Mac frames from his DVD movies. And Adam
is
you're here again to bail us out, huh?
Oh, yes.
What you got?
Yeah, you guys were ragging on me about being a Mac user in the beginning of the show, so I'm coming back.
Hey, that's
very
good.
Nice.
We need you when it comes to things like this.
Yep. All right. For you Mac users, with the new Mac OS X, which is what I'm guessing is being used.
Isn't it OS X?
No, it's OS X.
OS X?
Like X is like a Roman numeral.
I know, but why can't we call it OS X? It sounds so much hipper.
Yeah. It's like Generation X, OS X.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Dude. We're not cool. He's a whatever.
Get a clue.
Yeah, we're older than we think. Okay, so what's your great suggestion?
Well, in the utilities folder, I believe, under the applications folder on the Mac drive, there's a little utility called Grab. And this is a more advanced screen capture utility that comes with the Mac OS. And you can configure it, and it does a bunch of other stuff. And I'm guessing this will work with a DVD program.
Okay.
It should work as long as he's using the Apple iDVD player.
Right, which is the one that built into the OS, right?
Yep.
Okay, Michael, with a Mac, if you're listening, then hopefully there's some tips for you. It's in the Applications folder. You want to look for a program called Grab, right?
I think it's under the Utilities folder, under the Applications folder.
Okay, so Applications, Utilities. Then look for the application called Grab, and hopefully there's some instructions. If not, look for the help within the program to see if it can work for you.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
Cool, thanks for the call, Adam.
You're coming back with some thunder, Adam, after the morning news.
Yeah.
Thunder?
Gotta come back.
Thunder?
I'm trying to figure out how the thunder thing applies.
Monsoons, hello. Uh-huh. Get with it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently, I'm not with it, Adam. I got to get going because I'm not with it.
Well, we got a couple UPSs over here.
Oh, nice,
yeah?
Nice.
What can Brown do for you, my friend?
Not you.
Didn't he say UPSs?
He's meaning surge protection UPSs.
No, he means
not surge protection. I mean battery backup.
Yeah, battery backup.
Look who's the silly one now. Start at perfection and go up.
I know. I'm trying.
Hey, thanks, Adam.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yep.
See?
Very
That's
nice.
Cool.
We're on our next caller.
We're on our next caller, and I'm trying to figure out who that next caller is. We were talking with Joe, who we're going to help off the air after the show. So, Joe, you just sit tight right there where you're at.
Do we have time for another caller?
We got time for whatever I say.
Because we still
got
to do my did you know.
Do your did you know, then I'll take a call. And if you don't get through it quick, people are going to be mad.
Well, did you know?
No.
Okay.
All right, then we'll move on.
No. Did you know that surge protection could save you money? Yes, I said money. We all need to save money. So basically, surge protection, as we have said throughout the show, if you don't have it and your computer, and many people, as we've been even talking through the show, think surge protection is surges, power coming in at larger amounts. It's actually the biggest threat is surge sags, which is where the power isn't enough. So all of a sudden, you're getting this stream of power, and then it drops, and then it comes back up. That can actually damage your computer worse. So what happens is when
you... Don't you mean more worser?
More worser.
Right.
There you go. I'm trying to edutainment.
Right.
Okay, so what happens is it can shut down your computer or even kill your computer, which causes lots and lots of money. But how does this technology work, you may ask?
I don't know and I don't care.
You do, no. Now you're supposed to say you do care.
Oh,
remember?
I do care.
Yes.
Sorry.
How does this technology work, you may ask?
I don't know, Michael. How?
Well, just go to the Did You Know link on the because there's like five different methods that it works. So go to the Did You Know segment in our newsletter and click on the link, and it'll take you to a plethora of methods and ways that surge protection works.
And if you don't get our newsletter, you can subscribe at our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the subscribe link, put in your email address, and not only will you get good tips and tricks and useful information, you'll get things to help you avoid problems, and you'll get a follow-up to this show in case you miss parts of it or in case you love it so much that you got to see it in writing.
or see it again and again, you can frame it.
And if you want to hear it again and again, you can do that at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look for the audio archives. They'll be posted up after the show.
And you can, yeah.
With that, let's see if we can jump right back into the phones here. And we got Steve, who has maybe some other suggestions on the screen capture things. Steve, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Well, I don't really have a suggestion. I have a question.
You have a question?
My question is, I want to prevent screen captures.
Okay.
I design web pages, and there are several artists that I have pages for, and they don't want their pictures to be captured by anyone.
So you have a website you're trying to build, and you want to make sure that me, as somebody visiting the website, I can't somehow capture the pictures?
Right.
Oh.
Good luck with that.
There's a couple techniques I've used so far, but they'll take care of like window captures and some other things, but the full screen capture is what I've got left.
Is it like art that's on this website?
Right. Yeah.
What I hear most people that say that the best solution for something like that is to add some kind of watermark to the picture, so that if they do capture it, it's pretty worthless for them.
Yeah, it says FUBAR on it or something.
Yeah, I've done the watermark, but some of them pretty much messes up the picture if you have a watermark on some of them.
Right.
I've used that before, but the main thing is
you're trying to control somebody else's computer in a far, far away land, and I don't know how you're going to be able to do that because the software on my machine, you as a web page can really control my machine. So there's things you can do where you can disable the right click menus and things like that.
I've done that. Yeah. I've got another one which was kind of interesting, which I found is if you click on a thumbnail and opens a new window for the picture or painting,
right?
And then if you move your mouse over that window disappears, so you can't do a right click on it. There's a JavaScript technique for
that. But if I hit the print screen button in Windows, there's not much you can do for that, so I don't know.
There's no way to have it foolproof. It's not available, I don't think, yet.
I think the only thing I know of, like I said, is
the watermark.
Putting a watermark on there, and if that's not going to work for you, then I think you're going to be out of options as far as I'm aware.
Okay, well, I've done everything I can find so far. All right, thanks, guys.
Well, give us a call if you figure out a better way to do it.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That pretty much does it for the show. We're going to wrap things up here. We've got Susie, Bill, and Joe who are sitting there out on hold. You guys hang out right where you're at because we're going to get you helped out after the show. And right here, we'll get you whatever it is that's ailing you. If you missed any part of the show and you want to check it out, you can hear information, download the audio archives, check out the resources, all those things at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section for all that. And don't forget, stay tuned for our follow-up newsletter, which you can get if you subscribe. Once again, it is the Computer Corner. We're here every Saturday from 12:20 to 2, and we'll see you next week.
Carol, I think it's now or never.